Hey, freedom seekers, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Lindsay Sutherland, your business system strategist. I help service-based business owners turn their daily chaos into streamlined systems so they can scale without burnout, finally work less, and actually live the freedom they started their business for. Let me ask you something. Have you ever chosen software that worked perfectly when you started, but now it's either broken or ridiculously expensive? Maybe your CRM was $30 a month when you had 100 contacts, but now that you have 1,000 contacts, they want $300 a month. Here's what's happening. You've chosen software that was meant for you in the moment, not where you plan to be in the future. And that's costing you time, money, and massive headaches. Today, I'm sharing a simple framework that will help you choose software that actually grows with your business instead of fighting against it. I call it the scale method, and it's going to save you from the expensive mistake of rebuilding your entire tech stack every couple of years. So before we dive into the solution, let's talk about why this keeps happening. Most software companies design their pricing to trap growing businesses. They hook you with cheap starter plans, then slam you with huge price jumps the moment you start succeeding. It's like joining a gym that costs $10 a month, but the moment you start getting fit, they charge you $100 a month. You're literally being punished for success. And here's what makes it worse. Every time you have to switch software, you lose weeks or months getting everything set up again. You're training your team, migrating your data, and basically starting over instead of growing your business. And what's worse is you can lose so much, not just in data, but also if you've built any links or anything within that system and plastered them anywhere and everywhere, you could also lose all of that opportunity as well. So the solution isn't to find necessarily the perfect software. It's to find software that can handle your growth from day one, and that's where the scale framework comes in. Scale is an acronym that covers the five things you absolutely must check before choosing any software for your business. S is scalability. And before I jump into the scale method, I want to just remind you, in episode 191, we talked about how to research software without getting bamboozled and falling for shiny object syndrome. Today's episode is going to be specifically looking for software that can grow with you down the road, more of a future thinking episode. But I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 191 if you are in the market for a CRM, because there's really good nuggets in there that can be helpful. Okay. So back to the SCALE acronym. S is for scalability. Will it grow with you or punish you for success? C, customization. Can you make it work your way? A, API integration. Can it talk to other software? L, learning curve. Will your team actually use it? E, exit strategy. Can you get your data out of the way if you need to leave? Now let's walk through each one with some real life examples. That is a little more relatable. Okay, so S is scalability, the growth test. Scalability is simple. What happens when you get bigger? Here's what to look for. Linear pricing growth, not price cliffs. So here's a good example. Your email marketing costs $50 for 1,000 contacts and $55 for 1,100 contacts. That's linear growth. A bad example, okay. Delete that. Here's what to look for. Linear pricing growth, not price cliffs. Linear pricing example. Your email marketing costs $50 for 1,000 contacts and $55 for 1,100 contacts. That's growth that grows with you as you grow, your pricing grows slightly. A bad example or cliff example is when a CRM costs $30 for up to 1,000 contacts and then jumps to $150 for 1,001. That's where it's gonna hurt. Here's your test. Ask the software company this exact question. If I have 100 customers today, what will the cost be when I have 500 or 1,000 customers? If they don't give you a clear answer, or if the price jumps dramatically at certain points, I'd move on to somebody else. Product limitations is another important aspect. Some software will limit you onto how many products you can offer. And before you know it, you're at the cap, but you want to expand your business. You want to offer more products. An actual example of this that I've seen was Kajabi. At 3 products, you were at $199 a month. And anytime you wanted to go above that, you had to jump up to their enterprise plan, which was a huge price cliff. So look for that. How many products? Is there any limitations to products, team, how many team you're allowed to have, and contacts? Those are the 3 big ones. The letter C is for customization, making it work your way. This one's about whether you can adapt the software to your business or if you have to change your business to fit the software. Why this matters? Because as you grow, you'll develop unique ways of doing things. Your client onboarding process, your project workflow, your sales process, these become your competitive advantages. Your software needs to support you the way you work and not force you into a cookie cutter approach that just marginalizes you and makes you look just like your competition. Here's what to test. Custom fields. Custom fields are fields that you can add or change to dependent on the needs of your business. So can you add information fields that matter? So for example, if you track project urgency level or client communication preference, can you add those fields if they're not already there? Workflow flexibility, can you set up the software to match your process? If you have a 5-step client onboarding sequence, can the software handle that? Or does it force you into a 3-step process? User permissions. As you grow, you'll have different team members who need access to different things. Can you control what they see? Real-world test. During your trial, try to set up the software exactly as you want it to work, not the way they show you in the demo. If you can't customize it during the trial, you're going to want to try to customize it later, so it might be a good idea to start looking at a different software. A is for API integration. Getting software to talk. Okay, let's demystify this API thing because it's simpler than it sounds. API stands for Application Programming Interface, but forget the technical jargon here. Think of it as a translator that lets different software programs talk to each other. Here's why you care. Right now, you might use one tool for everything, but as you grow, you'll probably want your CRM to automatically sync with other software. That's where APIs come in. So let's say a new client signs up in your CRM. With a good API integration, that information can automatically create a new project in your project management tool, if your CRM doesn't already have that, send a welcome email, and add them to your invoicing system. Again, if those are all 3 different softwares, that's the goal. Without API integration, you'd have to manually enter that information in 3 different places. Or another example, without quality API integration, what can happen is you end up with duplicates in your CRM. So a real life example is, say you've added your appointment, you're going out to a site visit, you've added your appointment to your CRM, and you do your billing in QuickBooks. QuickBooks creates a duplicate contact because the information didn't match up. And now you have to constantly play database cleanup and merge all of your people. That's no fun. What to look for? Integration marketplace. Most good software will show you a list of other tools that they connect to. Look for the tools you already use or plan to use, or that are specific to your industry. Zapier capability. Zapier is like a universal translator for software. It's like the matchmaker, the glue that can connect software together. Almost always Zapier can be used, but you want to check and make sure Zapier is used with the CRM you're looking at. Webhook support. Again, don't worry about the technical details because webhooks can feel overwhelming if you're just getting started, but just know that webhooks allow real-time syncing between tools. And if you don't have webhooks, then what can happen is your information can get missed. So for example, I had a client that was using Kajabi and Calendly. For whatever reason, he hadn't put his calendar over into the Kajabi calendar, probably because he had Calendly set up long before that was even an option. One day, it occurred to him, there was about 3,000 people over the last 3 years that he had networked with that were in his calendar but never got put into his CRM Kajabi. Yikes. That's because he didn't have that set up to automatically connect. Simple test. Ask this question. Can software automatically share information with? And then fill in the blank with what tool you use. If they say yes through our integration or yes through Zapier, you're good. But if they say you can export a CSV and import it manually, I wouldn't want to do that ever. Unless that's like their initial contact import. Why this matters for growth. Well, again, today you might only need one tool, but successful businesses typically use 5 to 10 different software tools as they grow. And you want them to be able to work together, not against each other. So it's important to think about that from the beginning.
L is for learning curve. Will your team actually use it? The most powerful software in the world is useless if your team won't use it consistently. Here's one thing I see frequently. Business owners choose software because it has every feature imaginable, but it's so complicated their team goes back to using spreadsheets and sticky notes. What to evaluate? Onboarding time. How long does it take a new person to become productive? If it takes weeks to learn the basics, that's a problem. Daily usability. Is it easy to do things your team will do every day? Adding a new contact, creating a project, sending an invoice. These things should be simple. Fine if some things are complicated, but these things should be simple. Feature discovery. Can team members find advanced features when they need them? Or is everything buried in confusing menus? Mobile experience. Your team needs to be able to use it on their phone. If the mobile app is terrible, productivity suffers. So during your trial, have different team members also try it out. Do their normal tasks. Watch how long it takes them to figure things out. If they're frustrated during the trial, just imagine how they're going to feel if they have to use it every day. E is for exit strategy, planning your escape. Now, this might seem counterintuitive, but planning how to leave before you join is smart business. Here's why it matters. What if the software company gets bought and changes everything? What if they raise prices dramatically? What if you find something better? You need to be able to get your data and go. So what you want to check for is a data export. Can you easily download all of your information? Look for standard formats like CSV or Excel files or PDF. Avoid companies that only let you export data in weird formats that only works with their software. Complete data access. Some companies let you export names, but not conversation history. Or client information, but not project details. Make sure you can get all of your data. Migration assistance. Now, some companies actually help you leave by providing tools or services to export your data properly. This is a green flag. It shows that they're confident that you'll stay. Read the fine print. This is a big one. Make sure you own your data and not them. So this is something you're going to want to read in the fine print, like actually read the terms and conditions. Here's the key to putting scale into action. Create a scale scorecard for each software. Rate it on a scale of 1 to 5. Now remember, episode 191, we got into more details on specific questions you can ask during your demo. So I invite you to go back there, add some of those questions to your scorecard to help you verbalize your questions. Check for scalability, check for customization, check for API integration, check for the learning curve, and check the exit strategy. Step 2, test with growth in mind. Don't just trial the software with your current needs. Look for future needs and growth. Add fake data. Test it with scenarios that you might face in 2 years, not just today. This is kind of a fun exercise because it also puts you in a different mindset in your business and really can help you come up with some creative solutions to things that you may not have thought about. And step 3, invite your team. Have different team members get in there and try things out, okay? Ask the hard questions. I talked about that also in episode 191. But it is something like it's easy to get caught up on a demo with shiny object syndrome. And you want to be able to ask the hard questions. If your salesperson is challenging, like feels challenged by your questions, ask for somebody else or ask them to get back to you with the answers. Remember, you're not looking for the perfect scores across all 5 areas, but you are looking for software that scores well enough on the factors that matter most in your business. Here's how to make the final decision. It's the 80-20 rule. Choose software that handles 80% of your needs really well, rather than software that handles 100% of your needs poorly. Prioritize based on pain. Which scale factor is most important for your business now, and I would say in the next 18 months? And if you have a specific workflow, prioritize customization. Meaning, like, if you have a specific way you do things, prioritize customization. If you're growing fast, prioritize scalability. Think long term and trust your team's input. Now, if you're still thinking, man, this just sounds like a lot of research and testing, you're right. The evaluation process can take weeks when you factor in trials, team testing, and comparing options. That's exactly why in episode 191, I shared my complete framework for evaluating CRMs without getting bamboozled. If you missed it, go back and listen. And if you're really just like, I don't even want to deal with it, can somebody help me with this? Yes, we can. Biz in a Box Solutions, we offer a free tech research. We will evaluate up to 3 different CRMs and help you determine, based on this factor, what is right for your business. We know what the hard questions to ask. We can also sniff out when someone's sort of not telling the full story. And then we will report back to you with all of our findings. Yes, we also own our own CRM company, the Biz in a Box Solutions CRM. We're happy to throw that in as a comparison, but we also understand that if you're in an industry-specific position, you need something that our CRM may not have. That's no problem. We really want you to have the CRM that is right for your business. Now, this tech service, this tech research service is free with the purchase of a build out. So one cool thing about Biz in a Box Solutions is we offer tech build outs in any format. You don't have to use Biz in a Box Solutions to work with us. We can build it out in any software you choose. We also can help with the mapping process. So if you're not really sure, like we talked about those custom workflows, that's a great time to just book a consultation. Let's just have a conversation and see where we can support you with your tech journey. Be sure to look for the link in the description to book that consultation and to discuss the tech research solution in more detail. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.